with mitzvahs. And there's a Dagesh in Chazal, the Chazal here are Madgish, besides the Pratim, the Kololistic Inyan of mitzvahs. The Kololistic Inyan of mitzvahs, and with a certain knach also, I guess, mitzvahs versus Torah. But Al Kaponim, the Chazal say, Adani on Inyanim mitzvahs b'Kololistic. There are two Chazal here that I wanted to speak about. One we spoke once before about. The pasuk says, Zeshama Hakosuv, Oira Chayim Pentefales, No Magluseho Leiteda. The pasuk in Mishnah says that there's that Torah, mitzvahs are a way of life. Don't weigh them. Mao Oira Chayim Pentefales. What does it mean? You shouldn't weigh the mitzvahs. Omer of Abba Bakanam, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Leitehe Yoishev Umishakel b'mitzvaseh shal Torah. Don't stand and weigh the different mitzvahs. Like it says, don't say that since this mitzvah is very choshev, I'm going to do it, because there's a lot of schar. And being this mitzvah is a mitzvah kala, I'm not going to do it. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not megalad mat nascharen of every mitzvah. They should do all the mitzvahs completely. And then it gives, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is not megalad mat nascharen of mitzvahs, and because he wanted a person to do all the mitzvahs. It means, I guess, on the Loisa says Lachur, there is a Gilui, there's different Einshim, but Mitzvah says certainly there's no Gilui, there's no special Gilui on the difference in Schar. A Marshal, a king that hired a group of people to work his parties, and he didn't tell them what how much Schar they would get for each thing. At the end, he called them in and he said, okay, what did you do? I did this. This is the amount of Schar. What did you do? I did this. This is the amount of Schar, and so on. So he asked him, are you talking? I mean, why did you tell us beforehand? And we would have picked a job that was worth more. So he said, if I would have told everybody that an apple tree gets paid a lot more than a cherry tree, so everybody would have run to the apple trees, I wouldn't have had a god. So Kach was not Megala Matashal Mitzvah. Lechura, it's very strange. It's Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to cheat us, Chas V'Shalom. He knows that if he would tell us the matzoron of mitzvahs, we'd focus on the stronger mitzvahs and stay away from the weaker mitzvahs. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So was the Yesha. So Adab, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rotzel Zakis Yisrael, Lefikach Hebram Torah Mitzvahs. Adab, you should have picked out the real winners, the real mitzvahs that get a lot of schar, and stayed with that one. That's one that could. Secondly, the Oisfer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Megal Matashar except for two mitzvahs, the most chomer and the most kal. Kibud Av Ve'Em is the most chomer, and the Matashar is Arichas Yomim. And the one that's most kal, the Matashar is Arichas Yomim, Shnei Mashal Tashar Se'em, and Ve'ki Yikar Kantziba. So Luchur it says here, Adarabba, it says that the Sefer is a steer to Reisha. The Sefer of the Chazal is that all mitzvahs have the same schar, Arichas Yomim. So what's, I mean, the ratio is that there are kalas lechamurot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept from us. The safe is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that both of them are shayach terichas yomim. Also, the Indian, in what sense is kibud av ve'em chamur and kantzipa kal? Kibud av ve'em, if a person will say it's chamur, it's written in the aseres hadibros. Shabbos is more chamur. The halacha is if the parents don't bechal Shabbos, you can't. I mean, Shabbos, the essay Shabbos, Mechateise, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, is probably more chomer than Kavos Yichus Mecha. I mean, in what sense is it chomer? It's a very chashav mitzvah, yes. And in what sense is Ken Tzipur Kal? I mean, the fact, in some places, the Oisbe is that for a few prutas you do it. I don't know, maybe, I mean, is it easier than taking a lulav and esrig? Mechateis, it's kal. I mean, you have to get a ladder and you have to chase them up, and then there's birds and there's nests and you have to catch the right time. In what sense is it kal? How did they come to the fact that Shiluach HaKadosh is the easiest of all mitzvahs? I mean, from the Goyen, they say that he cried when he was niftar because tzitzis is such an easy mitzvah. For a few pennies, a person who has a pair of tzitzis, the kal shabbat kalam shabbat is hard to understand. And Hogufa, since we don't know what the matan schar is, then Mechateis, kibra ve'im is chomer, this is kal. You know, I mean, how do you know that? If it's mitzad the schar and the teich and the mitzvah, we don't know it because there was megala. If it's not the hardship of doing it, I don't know what the kalshav of kalam kantzipur is. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Is it less difficult, more difficult than reading krishma than tzitzis? Good. So understanding what the kalshav of kalam the chamur in this.
Next Chazal. Zeshama Pikosuv Kilevoyas Chein Heim L'Roishcha. The Pasuk says that mitzvahs are an adornment on the head, like a jewelry piece on the head. Rabbanan Amri, Nase Divrei Torah Chein L'Roshus Secha. Divrei Torah become a chein on a person. Ketzav. How does Torah become, how does it add chein to a person? Adam ben Torah, a person is a ben Torah. Very fascinating lashon. But the word ben Torah is used minimally in Chazal. It's usually chacham or something like that. Kishu b'shoshu maskin, when he gets old, hakoil boyin o misafchin oisa b'shoshu maskin divrei Torah. Everyone asks him divrei Torah. It's a strange, you know, divrei Torah becomes a chein on a person because when he gets older, everyone comes and asks him all sorts of kashas. We're talking about the covet over here. And what's the chain over here? And the word ben Torah, I mean, the chacham, people are misyachas to him and they ask him shailas. Here it says, b'shoshu mazkin, a ben Torah, when he becomes old, hakol boinu misach mezah shoshu. Chazal is saying there's a separate yichud of chain that a ben Torah, when he's mazkin, people come and ask him. That's another group. One more point, the Oisfeld Chazal. The va'acha, what's Livya's chein? Pinchas Bar Chama says, Kol mokam shetelech hamitzvos melaveis eischa. The first part, the first maima in the Chazal here, was medayik the word chein, and the chein that comes from Divrei Torah is that a ben Torah when he's maskin is misapchin oisiv shos Divrei Torah. The oisfir is the second half of the Chazal is the levoyas chein, that kol mokam shetelech mitzvos melaveis eischa. Wherever a person goes, the mitzvahs are melave him. It says a person builds a house, Micah. If you make a door, mezuzah. If you put on a beged, the silver sharpness, and so on. If you go take a haircut, the sikiv pasoshchem, v'chulu. And then it says, and it goes through a whole list of mitzvahs in a field, and so on. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is koitza, le'sik tzitzicha, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilo iso isik bedover. Even if you're not doing anything, elo mahalech bederech, if you're going along, ha mitzvahs melavei tzitzicha, the mitzvahs accompany you. So ken sifra is something which is not, it's when you're walking along the road, and b'meila, it's even then it's malavi. I'd like to be medayik the lashon livui. The word malavi, in Lamashal, it says by David HaMelech, it says a similar thing. It says David HaMelech said that when he was nichas lemechetz, he saw there was orim mitzvahs. So mitzvahs was seen as a levush on the person. As a levush, until you saw that mila, that he has mila also. Levush fits a person, sivuyim. To be malava means you're going from someplace to someplace. Accompanying somebody means not, it's not that you happen to meet a person. In other words, I would say that wherever you go, you bump into a mitzvah. So that I understand. But if you be pegeh b'mitzvah, pegeh mitzvah, the word levui means somebody sends someone to accompany you. There's a different sense of it. It's not just that there's mitzvahs all over the place, but mitzvahs are melavi you. And I'd like to understand that and that as well. What's the sense of the levui of mitzvahs? What's the nekud of levui in mitzvahs? Okay, the Goyen says on this pasuk in Mishlei, the Goyen says, Kilevoyas chein heim loyshecha v'anak legargaroy secha is the full pasuk. That Torah is an adornment, Torah, mitzvahs are an adornment to a person's head, and they are like a necklace on a person's neck. So the Goyen says the derech was that two types of jewelry were given to women as appreciation of their, as an appreciation for what they've done. They would either make a headpiece or something around the neck. The headpiece is for a person whose maila is divrei Torah, like Lamashal Rabbi Akiva's wife, when he said he'd come back, he'd make a Yerushalayim Shel Zov for her on her head, because she was Moisa Nefesh for his Talmud Torah, and a necklace around the neck for a person that the Yichud is Maisim. The neck is the place where the guf starts, it's the highest part of the guf, it's the part where the spine starts from, and so on. So that's the Mokom for Asiyah. So the Mokom, the Levoyas Chein, is the mokayim of the Livyas Chein on the Roish is an adornment for a Milas HaTayra, Kes HaTayra, and the Anak Legagar Secha is the Kes of Mitzvahs of Maisim Tayvim and Mitzvahs. And one is on the head, one is on the neck. there's another nafkemina between the two, between those two adornments, that is very, that contrasts as well. One is that the piece on the head is one piece. It's a crown of sorts. It's one unit. The thing around the neck is pieces. The Gaon says it's like a pearl necklace where you have pieces strung together. The two bones, the two major bones that come from the neck are also in pieces. The vertebra in the back is pieces. And the gargaris in the front, the trachea, is also rings. You know, the two ke'ilu ksharim of chius between the guf and the roish become pieces. Mashaink in the skull bone, even though it covers a lot of egarim, it's kemat one bone. You know, it's looking at it, it's a miksha achas. And that's why it's sometimes hard when to get to a certain place, whatever. It has a miksha achas to it. Let's try to understand it, you know, the sheirish of it. I mean, the Gaon is not some saying that the different types of jewelries and lighting us different types of jewelries, Mamela, this is for that. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, when it comes into the world, splits into a lot of different halakim. That's the nature of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made seven different days, and a certain different mamorim, and different oifanim, and morabu masech Hashem. Different oifanim of Nivroim. The kechol that you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you see the oneness of the picture. In other words, from where it started from, it's one sheirish, l'mashal. But let's take a person who is a master businessman or whatever. The person has an idea, and then he plans out a lot of different mahalchim to get to that. He's going to make sure this happens here, he's going to make sure that happens there, and with this person this way, this person that way. Mitzad himself, there is one clear picture that he has of the Inyan. This is what he wants. This is the idea. Mitzad de Maisa, it takes, sometimes it's very complex and takes 1,000 different Inyanim to do and to dray and so on and so forth. The first Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's picture is called Torah. Torah means Machshavta Yisbarach. And in a certain sense, it's much more one Inyan, even though you have a lot of different mesechtes, the tzuras ha-mitzvah of the tzura of learning Yuma or Rosh Hashanah or Sanhedrin or Bav Metzia or Zroim, it's the same thing. It's a person learning Gemara and understanding it. You can ask pirchas from one sugya to another sugya to another sugya. They're completely. You can ask a kasha from an Inyan of Truma to Inyan of Shliach to Inyan of Gittin, Shliach of Truma, Shliach of Gittin, Shliach of Kedushin. It's all the same shlichus. There's a machlokes in Sanhedrin. What order are you supposed to answer Talmud and ask a question? So one Madyama says you order the order. A person that speaks about an Inyan, the Inyan that they're holding in, gets priority over someone that speaks about Inyan they're not holding in. Rabbi Yehuda says Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one Inyan. There are no parts of Torah. There's no part of Torah that can't be contrasted with the other part, and ask a kasha, give a teretz, bring a mushal and a dugma, and so on and so forth. There's Yerushalmi somewhere that someone asked a kasha from a weird place on the Goyim or something like that, or mikvahs, and he told him, what kind of kasha are you asking, like from here to there? So he told him, in Torah, all parts are interchangeable. Because since Torah is much closer to the sheirish of the Bayre, then the things are one piece be'etzim. As they come down in the Olam HaMitzvahs, Ein Adoyme HaKravis Karben, to Shaking Lulav and Esrig, to wearing tzitzis, each one becomes a very, very, very separate Inyan, and that's adds on Yichud. If you have a kasha in Zvachim, you ask the biggest Talmud Chacham. If you want to bring a Karben, you can take the lowliest Kayan. Because in the Olam HaMais of Zvachim, Kohanim are the ones that are shaykh to the mitzvah, to the mitzvah. In the shayrish of it, a chacham is a chacham in everything. There's a machlokes in the Gemara and Tainis, what's called the Talmud Chacham. Look at Tanesim, look at different Tanesim, and the Gemara says, if you ask him in Masechtas Kala and he knows, that's called the Talmud Chacham. Masechtas Kala is a braisa. So there's a machlokes in Rishayin and what it means if you ask him Masechtas Kala. One shita is that even something as out of the mainstream, in other words, his ideas extend to every part of Shas, even the Masechtas Kala, which is not normally learned, it's unimportant, and this and that, so that's a Talmud Chacham, which, okay. Or, one man Yama says, even if he only knows Masechtas Kala, it's hard to understand what it means. What does it mean as a Talmud Chacham if he only knows Masechtas Kala? The Teretz is, a Talmud Chacham is a measure of a person. If the person has a tefisa in one chelik of Torah, then he's on the boat already. It's like the mashal, if a person never learned any math, then he doesn't have any shaykhs to that tchum of thinking. If a person learned one area of math, it's much easier for him to learn a different area, simply because there's some nekuda at tzara shav of all different tchumim of math. And so in Torah also, if the person has a tefisa, mesechtas kala, even though it's a small masechta, it's a light masechta, and it's on the periphery, but lemaisa, the person already has a shtickle das of Torah, a shtickle avon. But there's a point that is over here, and there's a point that's latent over here, that be'etzem, every single mitzvah is a packaged version, it's a part of the whole olam of Torah. And a person, when he takes a mitzvah, he's physically grasping onto one thread of Torah, but as he cracks it open, he has another piece to an entire puzzle. The Maisa mitzvah demands of him doing a specific Maisa, and the Torah Shabbai, the Davana Shabbai, the Tikkun Shabbai, whatever you want to call it, demands that becomes part of a big puzzle. Just like they have sometimes these games, these puzzles, where you answer a question with a word, you know, there's a sort of, they pose a riddle, and there's a word that's an answer. And of that word, there are two letters that are part of a larger puzzle. In mitzvahs, there is the mitzvah keshel atzma, which is a branch of the big tree, and it might be even a twig, it's a branch of a branch. But in every branch, there's one nekuda of the entire tree. Just like the mashal, a puzzle. You can put a puzzle in its place by looking at the shape of the piece you have and looking at the board where such a shape fits in, and it fits in, and you can keep doing that not even knowing what the entire puzzle looks like. And then as the pieces begin to snap in together, you get the entire picture. So in the olam of mitzvahs are, first of all, they are sent from the larger world of a unified feast of the Bria, and they come down to a particular. The Lashon of Levoya means that. It says, I Sotz Vasem says it. Levoya means somebody accompanies you, Lamashal. It says, an Oreach is Yomchuyah B'Levoya. Levoya means you're at home, you're on a base, somebody is leaving, and the base extent, you take the person and walk him out, means ki'ilu, the central makom is extending itself and accompanying the person. Accompanying a person means somebody from the klal is being mitzarev to the prat and keeps him going. The Maral says, how come by Egla Rufa, we say lo levino, nobody's supposed to send somebody, nobody's supposed to send gods with him all the way. But what does it mean? They say we weren't mezals and achila and shtia and lina. So melachila shtia, of course, if nobody gave him to eat, the guy's weak, and that's why he was killed. But what does levoya help? There's no chiyuv that to send along a convoy to take this next spot. Levoya's dalaram is the chiyuv levoya. So the moral says, a person who is part of a tzibur is much more safe than a person that is perceived as a loner. Just like in an animal herd, the straggler, the outsider, the loner is the one that's attacked, because it's perceived that he's been cut off from the tzibur. By people, it's also a person that's part of a tzibur is more safe. A person that's seen as a straggler, a loner, and out of the loop, he's the one that's usually hit. So had there been levoya, he would have been perceived as part of the tzibur, and he wouldn't have been killed. That's the way Maral explains pretty much the idea of Lavinu, that Malave him. But Lianenu, Livui means when something from the Kalal accompanies you. It's not telling me, like, David HaMelech's Tfisa was a Tfisa of what Maisa Mitzvah do I have now? Do I have a Maisa Mitzvah Tzitzis, a Maisa Tfil? Here the Pshat is, there's a Livui coming from someplace else. The Maisa Mitzvah is an emissary from the great Olam of Torah that takes you to this particular Makkah. That's the Deher of Livui. So the Chazal say that it's Livius Chenler Shecha Vadnak L'Gagre Shecha, that wherever a person goes, from that Anak, from that Levoyas Chen, from that Mokom of Roish, of Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Giluyav as one, there is a Malava to a person every step that he takes. That is the Metzias of Mitzvahs. So Mitzvahs to Torah are pieces to the whole, and that's why the Mashal and Chazal is the Gargaris and the Shedra is constructed of bones that are pieces, Klap the Gulgoylus, which is Be'erich one. Secondly, the type of adornment that you make, a person whose godless is Torah, it's one adornment, because it's one godless in Torah. Even if it happens to know 60 Masechtis and 100 Sfarim and 1,000 Tshuvas, but the Pshat is, it's one Torah. It's a big decoration. The decoration around the Baal Mitzvahs is pieces. It's a lot of mitzvahs. There's a lot of chesed, and a lot of tzitkis, and a lot of fasting, a lot of davening. All of those are pieces. But there's a Deherim Mitzvahs, Kilevoyas, Chenem Lashecha, they are Levoya from... They're accompanying you. It's not just, oh, you're eating now, I've got a mitzvah for you. Let's do it this way. You're dressing now, I've got a mitzvah for you. It's fakert. The oilam of the oilam of Hashem Echad stretches out and it appears in it accompanies you. There's a line that stretches to the world of Achila, there's a line that stretches to the world of Levisha, there's a line that stretches out to the world of Batim, and so on and so forth. And Chazal Firoz, even when the person is going along the road and not doing anything, there's also mitzvah Ken Sipra. The pshat is like this, what's the even? I mean, if you can imagine a mitzvah in the bathroom, there's a mitzvah in going in the road. The teretz is things that are kavua, lamashal, a house, food, begadim, those are kavua ke almost this world. We understand that Torah spreads itself out in over there. Ken Tzipor is the mitzvah. Ken Tzipor is ki yikare, even if it happens b'mikre. Adrabe, if it's mizumen, if you prepare a place for Tzipor to come and to lay eggs, there is no din of Ken Tzipor. So the pshat is, this is a mitzvah that it's an ad hoc inyan in this world. It's not the kavua. Achilas are inyan kavua. Levishas inyan kavua. Bayis inyan kavua. This is ki yikare. The whole Metzius is in the most temporary of aspects of this world. Over there, there's a din of a mitzvah as well, because there isn't a nekuda. There's nothing in the world, no matter how far it radiates out from the center, that isn't connected to the center. That the center hasn't reached out there and manifested itself there. That's the pshat in the beginning of the Chazal, that Torah gives a person chayin, and when he gets old, people come to ask him shailas if he's a ben Torah. Well, yes, that's a very modern thing. I mean, if he's a chacham, so if the guy is brilliant, then when he's 30, they ask him shailas. I mean, b'derech kol, it's either or. If at 30, no one's asking him shailas, then at 80, it's not going to get any better. There's not a massive difference. And we also said, it doesn't say the word chacham, it says ben Torah. The teretz is, b'chlal, understanding what's the mile of zikna over nairus. In everyone knows that in the sharpness of the thinking process, in the memory, in the sharpness of the process, the quick, in the speed, youth is better than zikna. The thing that a zokin has over a nar is in the completeness of his vision. A nar, by definition, sees only bits and pieces. A, because he hasn't been around long enough. B, the impulsiveness. The mahus of nairus is to grab onto a point. looking at things in a context, that's zikna. So the reason why people are derish as zake is because he's begun the process of assimilating the pratim. Kilevoyas chein heim l'rashecha is the crown of zikna, because that's the mahus of zikna. And therefore, when a person is misyayetz with a zaken, when a person asks pshat, a young person can bring more rayas or sharper rayas to when the kuda is being done. But the maturity of knowing the whole thing together and understanding it as a klal, and it just doesn't work that way, is something that only a zaken is capable of saying. So it doesn't say a chacham, because we're not talking about because the person became sharper over age or the person got to know more. He's a ben Torah. A ben Torah means he shtels zu to the olam Torah instead of the olam mitzvahs. He's not the pshat that the mitzvahs are slapped onto various activities, but he shtels zu this world, he shtels zu to the world of Torah. And in zikna, the mile of that world lies not in the individual points, but in the solidness of everything together. So the levoyas chein of it becomes then. I also want to be madgish. That's the difference. I mean, the different chazal have so much, the pratim, the pirtei pratim, the words they use, the terms they use. Yofi is definable. If I say a person is yofe, so I say I can put my finger in. He's tall. He's dark. He's this color, that color. The pratim of yofi can be put down on paper, and I can say these are the reasons, and I can pinpoint them. Chain is something that I can't pinpoint. I can only say the person as a whole is full of gishmak. I can't really say, is it this point, is it that point, is it other point. Chain is the reason why chain, when it says chain is chinam, and we don't know why, it's not the pshat because the person has nothing, it's like a nes, it's yesh me'ayin. It's the pshat because the person has, the yoifi, that person comes from the tzura together, rather than any one prat. Yoifi is limited to pratim, and therefore it can be one part without the other part. Tall is yofe, and this is yofe, and that's yofe. Those are all pratim that are yofe. But chain is the klolius of it, and the person as a whole is b'chain. And take away a prat, and it's gone. It's not. In the Brias Adam, it says that Adam was created with salmeinu kidmuseinu. Ach b'tselem yishalach ish. Tzelem Elokim is a tchuna, it's a description of a person. And it's one of the things hard to understand what the tzelem is. The Rambam speaks, everyone speaks about it. Maral says it in different places. That tzelem is the completeness of the person, you know, the wholeness of the person, and not the pratim of the person. A tzelem is the entirety of it. And therefore, the tzelem Elokim on a person is not a person does good things, a person does fine things. The Tzelem Elokim is the Tzura Klolis. In that sense, is Adam more Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than other Balchai. Every other Balchai has a Prat to himself. Each Balchai is an example of a Prat, the way each mitzvah is an example of a Prat. The Behemoth Toyer Maya Meres, Behemoth Gasa Tmeya Maya Meres, Behemoth Gasa Toyer Maya Meres. Every animal has a certain Prat of a Nitzitz Elokus, that's its Mitzias. But something should be able to give you a zecher of the entirety of the tzura. That's the tzelem elokim. Let's go back to the mashal of the paradise that Chazal gave. If a person's tachlis is the mashal, a person has something that weighs itself in quantity. A person is selling the mashal. Certain things a person, different nails and screws a person can buy by weight, and that's all. Different places, food, they sell, whatever you're taking, whatever you're buying at the restaurant, just weigh it, and it's one thing. So then, you know, it goes by weight, and that's its value. Pratim, when a person has to buy pratim in a watch, so some things are very expensive, some things are less expensive, some things are difficult to attain, some things are easy to attain. Each prat and prat has different values and different merits, and that's its mitzias. But if a person, Lamosha, is building a system, Lamosha, a person is building a watch, and the person says, parts cost $100, and it takes 10 hours. and the person says, okay, I've spent already $99 and 9.5 hours. The watch will not work just as if he has nothing. Because when you're talking about the protim, the person's right and saying, listen, I've got 99% of the protim that I needed, side of pot, side of labor I've done. It needs just another 10 minutes to finish it and another nickel worth of pieces. That's fine. So if you're talking about how many protim you have more or less, then it's then fine. But when you're talking about a watch is the whole thing together. You got zero watch. The Olam HaMitzvahs, when you take the gardeners to work, that's the oimik of Chazal say. Chazal said the Melech doesn't need it for himself, he doesn't need us to do mitzvahs. The Melech, when you hire the people to do the work, you say, do the apple tree, you'll get paid a lot. Do the pear tree, you'll get paid a lot. And fine, and each one works because the only perception they have when they start is trees and it's char. So each one is working with his tree, and he thinks he'll get a certain amount of schar or whatever it is. But the melech, at the end of it, the melech shows them the garden. It's not trees. You aren't planting an apple tree and a pear tree and a cherry tree. You're planting a garden. And if you're missing one part of the garden, it's not a garden anymore. A painting, it could be worth tens of millions of dollars. If it's missing one glob of paint, then it's nothing. In the tfisa, in the beginning, when you hire the workers, they don't know what a gun is. Each worker knows planting a tree. When the trees are all planted together, then the person that has the gun. It's mamish parallel to the zikna we spoke about from the nairis. B'tchilosai, it's pratim. B'seifai, it's klal. And that's the kalon chamura of Ken Sipper and versus Kibbut Ave'im. If you to ask in the range of activities that are pratim, from the essential to the most peripheral, it goes like this. Without a father and a mother, without food, a person can live kafkach days. Without air, a person could live 4 minutes, 6 minutes. Without parents, a person would never exist. So if you're talking about a prat that is the essence of a person, mitzad the mitzis in this world, Aveim, Kibbut Aveim. Kibbut Aveim addresses the etzmis of the person. Every person's cell is avivimoy. Every single thing a person has is avivimoy. Every gene in his body. Through food, clothing, and so on, until he comes to the part that's called mikra. Ki yikare kan tzipa lefanecha. And like we said in the other chazal, kan tzipa is the peripheral because it's the non-essential. The Torah says it only works when it's a mikra. If a person is raising birds for something, there's no din of kansipur. Kansipur is when you happen to be walking along and you happen to see this. So the chomer shebechamurim klap in this world is the most essential part. And that's av'ein, because that's atmis of the person. To the kal shebechalim is the kal shebechalim is the mitzvah that seems to be on the most non-important and non-essential mitzvah, the activities of a person. So the Olam HaMitzvahs starts with pratim and ends with klolim. What defines a ben Torah, like it says in Chazal, is the person's perspective. A balabas is somebody that he's got a life, and use those words. He's got a life. The life is eating. The life is taking easy. And there's mitzvahs that land on everything, sort of to take its tax bite. And this got to be done. This is also. This is mutter. This has to be done a certain way. This is better to be done. This is not appropriate. And that's the way it is. A child can only see. A child starts by seeing pratim. That's the mitzvahs of a child. A child's maturity is working from prat to klal. It's one of the reasons why delayed satisfaction is very difficult for a child. If you tell a child, if you work hard now, at the end of the year, you'll get a big prize, it's an impossible task. A child needs it within 10 minutes, and when he's older, he needs it within a day. It's a mark of maturity where, as a person is able to see things in larger and larger context. That's what zikn is. So Olam HaMitzvahs descends on a person as prati pratim, as eitzim vaydim, as ilonis nifradim. That's the mitzias of it. A ben Torah means somebody that searches for the Torah in every mitzvah. He understands that within every mitzvah, there's an extension of chiyus from chiyus klolis. The name of the puzzle in its large sense is chiyus. The Gemara says that Elisha Acha became an apikoris because he saw somebody going up to a tree and taking down in one shot, and then he was killed. So he said, Heichan Arichas Yomim. So he didn't know, Chazal say, that it's a Yoyim Shekule Aruch. And that's what the Arichas Yomim is. So it sounds like, good, I mean, it doesn't mean this, it means the world of Schar. It's because Arichas Yomim means we mentioned once before, Arichas is when things add up to something. When something is a long column, when pieces are not in order, they don't add up to anything. There's a piece here, a piece there, the piece to the other place. When things add up to something, that's called arichus. When you take pieces and organize them so that they're on one line, on a graph, then I can say how long the line is. If I have dots all over, I've got no length. I've got a lot of individual dots. When the dots come together on one coordinate, then you have length. Length is when they add up to something. In this world, there is no such thing as arichus yomim. There can't be, because it's pieces. The whole world is a piece of a puzzle. So how could the Torah possibly, when the Torah speaks about things in absolute sense, the Torah is speaking about Arichas Yomim. And in an absolute sense, Arichas Yomim, this world is not Arichas Yomim. There's one, the Yoyim Shekule Aruch is means there's a world where all the chiyus of the world come, that's hidden in every mitzvah, comes together to a chiyus, klaus. Of the nyanim that a person works on himself, that a person is, when he learns in the yeshiva, so there's pratiya mitzvahs, there's pratiya anhagas, and definitely someone who learns the halachas knows what to do, and he adds more mitzvahs, where the attitude is to try to do mitzvahs in the best way possible, a person adds in quality to mitzvahs, and so on, and that's really, Torah mitzvahs start as mitzvahs. They're malavah the person wherever he is, and that's the way the world starts. And it's hard, because when you have a lot of things, it's difficult. But a person who's a Ben Torah, then the school of Talmud Torah is such, where a person begins to see the pnimius of everything, he begins to see, it's not the pshat, a lot of mitzvahs, but a lot of parts of Torah. There's chelkei Torah. There's not a lot of Torahs, there's Torah achas. And Arab, you're not allowed to make Torahs. But Torah, all the pieces, a person who knows Noshim Azikin but doesn't know Mayat doesn't have a complete picture. A person who knows Mayat doesn't understand Noshim Azikin, and if he doesn't know Tyrus, Torah is the perception of everything is one and the bits and pieces. It's a lifetime process of learning to look at things very differently. It's not the pshat, life is here, mitzvahs landed on top of it, and the malvish of chelik of life. A person who's a Ben Torah understands that we couldn't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such, because we're here and he's there, and we live in a world where things are fragmented. But every single mitzvah has in itself a tam. Just like a person, there's a special taiva for a smorgasbord, because a person can be toyim all sorts of different timing. There's something a person wants, a little of this, a little of this, a little of this. There's something that, if a person looks at toyim mitzvahs as a lot of mitzvahs, they become a burden. If a person looks at it as a lot of different mitzvahs, a person, there's the kshira of the tefillin, and there's the atif of the tzitzis, there's the inui of Yom Kippur, and there's the simcha of Sukkis, and chulhu, there's the siach of tefillah, there's the dibra of divrei Torah. A person understands the great big puzzle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for us it's called Chaim. And as a person does mitzvahs with the attitude that each mitzvah undercovers another chelik of it, So as the person is mizdaken, as the person grows, he becomes moli chayin, and he begins to understand. The reason why people ask him is because his understanding of the klal. In the days that we stopped davening for zecheinu l'chayim, so people much as if they have a long list of what they want for next year. And it's maddening that the only thing is Zecheinu L'chaim. Of course, everyone understands, if you're not healthy, if you don't live, then obviously you're not going to have anything. But still, b'chol zeis, we live with pratim. Rosh Hashanah carries in itself the tefisa, you know, these days, that in the sheirish, in the beginning of things, then faket, understand that everything is chiyus. there's a chiyus. Chiyus comes down to us in different inyanim, but sheirish of everything is chiyus. And if we wanted anything else besides the pratim that we want, we wanted the hair of chiyus in the pratim. We wanted the hair of a lekus in the pratim, because that makes a person into a tzura of a bentayra. And so in the parasha, I mean, this parasha is overflowing with mitzvahs, maisa mitzvahs. Chazal gave us a handle how to understand mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not a lot of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are all of the different pratim that's necessary to be toifes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All understand that each mitzvah, the hair, bitoyim in each mitzvah, the prat of chiyus in each mitzvah, and as a person grows, all of the pratim together will come together to a big picture of chiyus and lukas.